You're listening to Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It is Tuesday morning.
It is Tuesday.
And Missouri District Convention going on. We're going to check in on that in just a little bit. And had some time in studio recently with one of our favorite authors. Had some time in studio with Donna Pyle while she was here in St. Louis. Talk about what she was working on while she was here in St. Louis. And just a little friendly Texan culture conversation.
It was fun.
Yeah, it was nice to spend some time
fabulous.
With Donna.
We had lots of coffee, too.
We did have some coffee, too. What's in the coffee cup today?
Zambia.
Yeah?
Yeah, we went back to one of our dark roasts. I forgot how much I like dark roast. It's really yummy.
I don't know if I would know the difference in the taste between a dark roast and a light roast, would I?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know how sophisticated your palate is with coffee. We should just do a coffee tasting or something.
That's true. That goes back to our lesson very early on in January with Pastor Gillespie.
Yes.
Coffee by Gillespie and what the difference is in those.
We should have him back on.
We should.
That would be fun.
Much work on that.
Okay.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Thanks for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University, Wisconsin at cuw.edu. You can also find them in the underwriter section at kfuo.org. Live uncommon. Joining us by phone this morning, Pastor Mark Hawkinson. He's at the LCMS Missouri District Convention, has a chance to check in with us. He's sharing the word about KFUO there at the Missouri District Convention and also getting some news for us. Pastor Hawkinson, good morning.
Good morning to you, Andy and Sarah. I don't have any coffee. That's my problem.
Oh, that's sad.
I had some about 6 o'clock this morning, but I'm in need for some more. Could you, funnel it over here or something? They're out of coffee here. They're out temporarily.
What?
So
they're out of coffee
That's dangerous.
They say that they're going to be bringing more in, so I'm counting that they're going to tell me the truth there. Then they better bring more in, or I'm in deep linguine.
Lots of Lutherans with no coffee. That's not a great combination.
At a convention where they're voting and making decisions. What is, Pastor Hawkinson, what's the theme of the convention this year, the Missouri District Convention?
The theme is Faithful Witnesses, and it was very well developed in the opening service. I've been here since 10 o'clock Sunday morning because of setup and everything, but it really didn't open until 7 p.m. Sunday evening with the Reverend Dr. Daniel Preuss, the fifth vice president of the LCMS, elaborated on that theme very, very well from Isaiah chapter 44, verse 8 and following. And the convention host congregation was our friends over there at St. Paul Lutheran in De Pere. And Dr. Mark Bender provided the music, and senior pastor Dr. David S. Smith was the celebrant. And again, the preacher was Daniel Preuss. So it was a very moving service. The music was outstanding. And so that, again, the theme is Faithful Witnesses.
What are some of the things that are being addressed and talked about and voted on at this convention?
Yeah, I've got that information. Unfortunately, I shouldn't say it that way. I love being by the KFUO booth, but because of that, I wasn't able to always sit in on the sessions, but I do have the information. One of several of the things, to encourage congregations to equip members to be faithful witnesses. Well, that sounds like it fits right in. To encourage and give thanks for expanded outreach to immigrant and ethnic communities. To study support for church worker recruitment, retention, and financial support. We're all concerned about that so that we can get more people in our Concordia University system, our seminaries, and get more pastors and teachers and DCEs. And did I leave anybody out? To celebrate and encourage youth and family ministry. To give thanks to God for the celebrations associated with the 500th anniversary of the Reformation. To encourage the use of Martin Luther's Small Catechism. I like that. And the Revised Explanation. The new catechism that's just out is really fabulous. And also to encourage Synod to develop resources to aid congregations and schools regarding sexual orientation and gender identity issues. This was discussed. I did hear the information about that. That was very interesting. And some of the brethren out there are dealing with particular gender identity issues in their congregations. So anyway, those are some of the resolutions that I thought were paramount.
At the KFUO booth there at the convention, who have you had a chance to meet? Who have you had a chance to talk to?
I can't even recall, but I know that, for example, Reverend Dr. Lee Hagen, he was reelected as the president of the Missouri district. So I spoke with him, with Pastor Brian Theme from Trinity Columbia, where I did a KFUO Sunday. Reverend Roger Abernathy from Perry County, where I did a KFUO Sunday there as well. Reverend David Fiala from our International Center Missions Department there, and spoke briefly with him. And there are just so many that came by the KFUO booth. They're so supportive and wanted more information about how they can hear KFUO from a distance. You know, some of them, and I told them how. So they are a bunch of them signed up to win a Bluetooth speaker, and I haven't even done the drawing for that yet. So the support for KFUO Radio is outstanding in every respect. I gave out a lot of program guides and a lot of pens, a lot of chip clips, magnetic chip clips, and cell phone wallets, KFUO bags. You name it. I still have plenty left, though. That's good. I'll be bringing a bunch back, and that's all right, too, because we can use them.
Are you finding that many people who are visiting you already know who KFUO is, or are you finding that you have more of an opportunity to introduce people to KFUO?
That's a very good question, Andy, a very good question. Used to be, years ago, there were quite a few, you know, would come up, who's KFUO? What's it all about? Now, almost everybody that comes by has not only heard of it, but listens in their car, wherever they are. They tune in. Some of them tune in on the internet and are thankful for the podcasts. We got good reports on podcasting. The archive programs is what I'm talking about there. And so it's amazing. The percentage of those that don't know is considerably less than it was, say, 7-8 years ago. That's what I would say.
Well, that's good.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's the knowledge. In other words, I had nothing but positive feedback about KFUO. Nothing but positive.
That's fantastic.
Very positive about all programs. And I can't single any out, but I just say all the programs received very positive feedback from those that came by the booth.
Does it seem like a big family reunion or people come and they see people they haven't seen in a long time, maybe from the other side of the state? Is there that feeling of camaraderie there?
Yes. There's a lot of gemütlichkeit type fellowship of close-knit. And I there were pastors there that I hadn't seen for quite a few years, and it was just a wonderful reunion. I had dinner last night with several friends that I and several new friends too. We had a nice big kind of party, a Christian party with Lutheran Kool-Aid. No, I'm just kidding. But so we had a very good time and meeting all these different people and growing in Christ in our relationships. So it's been a wonderful experience. And by the way, the convention offering, it totals $16,941.37, and the delegates designated that offering to support the LCMS missionaries from Missouri and a couple other things. So it was an amazing offering, an amazing service. And, as I say, most of the time, the delegates are in convention, and there's still those that come by the booth even when they're in session. So we have to kind of be there as much as possible.
So there have been times of worship and hearing God's word, receiving his gifts, times of study of God's word, and also times to address matters of business and the work and the mission of the church as well.
That's right. There's some reorganization, restructuring that I don't have all the details on that, but I know that there was a call for resources to help congregations and schools address recruitment and membership and all of that. So all in all, I mean, just developing the theme, Faithful Witnesses. How do you do that? Well, you rely on Christ. So you rely on his word. You rely on his blessed sacraments. to enable you to and equip you to shout it out from the mountaintops, the message that saves. And it goes around the whole world on the signal of KFUO via the Internet as well. So that's what it's all about, carrying out the Great Commission. And that theme was extremely well-developed here at the 20th Convention of the Missouri District.
And the convention wraps up today, is that correct?
It wraps up this afternoon or even before. I'm not sure. It looks like maybe before. It depends how fast they go, you know. But yes, it wraps up today. Yeah.
Well, we'll let you get back to the booth for those who are at the convention stopping by to say hi and share a message, a few words with you. Thanks, Mark, for being there and encouraging people to hear their story and to learn more about KFUO.
Yeah, it's been a very rewarding experience. So the Lord's blessings to you guys as well. Thank you.
Thanks, the Reverend Mark Hawkinson at the Missouri District, LCMS Missouri District Convention. Coming up later this week, well, coming up the next 2 days, I realize we have two topics for the kinesthetic type learners.
Oh, yes.
So tomorrow we get a preview, and you want to listen because there might be an opportunity get your hands on something.
Yes. It's sitting on my desk right now, and I want to open it, but I won't because it's for a listener.
The Enduring Word Bible from Concordia Publishing House is pretty new.
Yeah.
Just right off the press, if I remember correctly. And this is kind of cool. This is a Bible, but for those who are like me, more kinesthetic learner, feel like if you're doing something with your hands, you're more likely to pay more attention to what you're reading or what you're hearing. Yeah.
If people saw us in studio, they would understand.
We'll have the camera soon. We'll have the camera so they can see what's going on. And then the next day, we check in on crafts for Vacation Bible School.
Yes.
And Friday, not a kinesthetic thing, but we get to check in with Craig Parton on his book, mm-hmm. The latest edition of Religion on Trial. Up next, check in with Donna Pyle, author for Concordia Publishing House and LWML. I'm Eddie Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
You're listening to The Coffee Hour.
Oh,